Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Brief Dive Podcast. This is the new segment, 10 Minute Talks. Introducing my friend. You can
introduce yourself. My name is Saif. I'm 18 years old.
The topic today, we're going to be talking about social media addiction. And I think it was perfect because remember you told me that you can't not stop looking at your phone?
Yeah, it is an addiction, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when I go without my phone, I mean, it's a problem for me, but I feel like everybody kind of relates to this problem. But when I go without my phone, it's kind of like I'm like jittery. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I can't do nothing. Because like you could read, but like doesn't give you as much dopamine as like being on your phone does. There's so many things on your phone that you can do that activates your dopamine receptors that it's just like an endless little game, pretty much, like an endless little puzzle. It's like you can never get really tired of it. It's just you keep scrolling, or you find a new app, or you find a new game. It's endless.
Like, so how are you with TikTok?
Oh, bro, I'd be on that every day. Oh, don't get me started. Man, because all the videos be funny. And, like, the algorithm is really for you. Like, it really does pique your interest. It keeps you, like, hooked. It keeps you wanting to go to the next video. Yeah. And the comments are even funnier, I can't lie.
The comments are hilarious.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right, bro? Because the video isn't that funny. Then you open up the comments and you just, like, you're actually laughing.
I don't know. I know people that delete TikTok that I don't use TikTok.
Oh, okay. Really?
Which is, I'm glad I don't.
Really?
I only use it just to post these reels.
Okay, fair.
That's it.
Fair.
But I know people that delete Instagram, delete Snap, delete everything.
Yeah.
Do you think you're ever like able to do that?
I mean, at the moment, no. Would I hope I'd be able to do that in the future? Yeah. But at the moment, I mean, could I? Yes. Am I going to? Most likely not. It's a challenge.
What do you mean?
So like everybody could do it. It's just they have to face the challenge of actually doing it. So would I do it? No. But everybody has the ability to do it. They just have to, like, actually push through the tough part.
And we're rolling through.
Oh, cut the cameras, bro. Hold up.
You looked at me with concern. Okay.
I don't know what that was, bro.
I don't know what that was either.
I tried swallowing, man. All right, what were we talking about, though?
I don't know. Social media.
TikTok.
Oh, deleting.
Yeah, there we go. The challenge of sticking with it. Like, I'm not going to lie, 3 days in, when you have no apps, it's a problem. Like, you're sitting there, like, kind of worried about, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. I mean, you can do homework. And that's like, our dopamine receptors are fried. We kind of need something to keep them, like, active. Yeah. And doing homework is not one way to keep your dopamine receptors active. So we normally, which is negative, and we normally tend to actually like favor watching TikTok. Some people tend to favor watching TikToks over doing their homework because they have no discipline to do their homework first. They just hop straight on TikTok. So those people, I would say those people especially need kind of a dopamine detox or a social media detox.
Detox.
So a dopamine detox is pretty much where, so for example, let's say you smoke. Right. You quit smoking, quit social media, don't listen to music. Try to just read books. Try to minimize the dopamine intake levels that you get normally. So like try to watch less TV, play less video games. You know, you can still go outside. Like that's not you can still get dopamine from other things, but try not to get it from like superficial things. That's what a dopamine detox is. You do that for like a month or two, and then once you get back, everything's gonna feel so much more like bright, so much more fruitful. It's gonna be you're gonna be way more happier, pretty much.
I try to do that on Sundays and or like on the weekends where I do absolutely nothing that I enjoy doing.
Yeah,
and it makes me appreciate like everything else more. Like it made everything more fulfilling.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were to add every single time, like add all the time up. You know when you look at the end of the week and you see all your hours?
Yeah,
what are your hours?
At the end of the week?
At the end of the week.
I don't know. How many hours are in a week?
So
24 a day. I'm pulling out the calculator for a simple but like calculation.
You're asleep at like for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
So 12.
Yeah. Times 7 is like what? 140 something. 140.
140? 12 times 7 is 140.
Oh, no. That's like 90 something. 96. Stop embarrassing.
It's got to be 80. Yeah, 84.
You'll cut that out.
84.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a lot.
Yeah. So let's say like maybe 46 of those hours.
That's half of your week.
Yeah, spent on social media on my phone. Don't look at me with those eyes. What the heck?
Actually, nah, I can't be tripping because I'm always on my phone too. But
nah,
wait.
I'm on my phone a lot. And I know that's, I'm not going to lie, some of the people that watch this, they probably are on the phone more.
They're on their phone right now watching this.
Yeah, that proved my point. Yeah. Exactly. Look at you.
Get off your phone. Exactly. But when you're done watching this video, subscribe and then get off your phone. 95% of people our age is like addicted and they can't get back out. I'm so curious how the future generation is going to be like. I don't know how to explain it. Like, they're not going to be going outside every single day. I know that for sure. Like, I think we were like the last year for kids to be going outside playing, doing dumb things.
No, and I agree. Because when I was a child, I would just go outside all the time, play soccer with my friends, play football with my friends.
Yeah, kids in the future, they're not going to be, they're going to be on social media all the time. But I don't even know if it's going to be social media. It's probably going to be something new, like some AI.
Whatever they do come up with, I'm kind of intrigued to see it. Because, like, my dad, my mom, they're in love with like Instagram, you know, TikTok, those stuff. And I'm like, maybe when I'm an adult, I'd be the same as my mom. I'd be like, oh my God, what is this? How do I work this? Like, come help me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd have an interest in their future social media apps. I wonder what's going to happen to our generation, honestly, when we grow up. Are we still going to be on our like 86-year-olds couples, like having a spaghetti date at like Olive Garden just on their phone?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Like, what are we going to do about that?
I think I'm not going to be on my phone as much.
Yeah.
But
it's still going to be a part of our lives, yeah.
Like, do I? Because I see my parents, like, chilling on their phone as well, but it's not the same as, like, us, I think.
That touches onto the topic of our generation has way more things that actually activate our dopamine receptors than the older generation did. So, for example, the older generation, they barely had phones, and their TV was, like, black and white. They didn't have that many channels, not that many things to, like, actually kind of spark their dopamine receptors. They had to go outside more. They had to read books. They had to, like, hang out with friends to do this stuff. All we have to do is just pull out something from our phone and we have endless dopamine.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah. So they're just, they're getting more accustomed to that, of just being able to pull out their phone. That's why they're more on their phone, but not like we are. Definitely not like we are.
I'm a big believer in that older relationships are more full of quality. Because back then, they wouldn't go home and then call each other. They'd go home, miss each other more, and then go speak to each other right after that. And I think if you go home and then you have the ability to text someone, call someone, and then you see them in person, you're just going to run out of things to say, and then you're just with them all the time, you know? That time apart is, like, important for any friendship or relationship.
I agree. And I also think that the only way you know that you love somebody is by missing them. You have to miss somebody before you really know you love them. And that's why I think older relationships are better, I agree, because they didn't have, like, constant access to each other. It's not like they would just text and do all of these things all day, every day. They would actually, like, miss each other, look forward to seeing each other, want to be with each other. And if they didn't have that feeling, then you know that's not the person for you. You know you're not in love with that person.
Okay. No, that's true. Yeah, that's really good. They always say, what was it? What was the saying? It was like, you never know how much you like something until it's gone.
Until it's gone. Yeah.
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah, some information.
Some information for you guys right there.
Some information. There we go.
Well, what can we summarize off of social media?
Toxic. Misleading 98% of the time. Misinformation, like, rampant, because you can't decipher the real good information versus the misinformation, unless you're, like, a genius. Also, kind of ruins relationships. I mean, you go on, like, Instagram, TikTok, every other one is, like, a real, oh my God, she cheated on me. Oh my God, he cheated on me. And you're like, oh my God, is this going to happen to me? It ruins stuff. Like, no, it's not going to happen to you. Stop overthinking. You're in a good, healthy relationship. It's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It ruins people. Yeah. Put stuff in your heads and it makes you think. And if you keep hearing the same thing, seeing the same thing, it's going to end up deep in there without you even wanting it in there. It's not really your choice.
So they just put stuff in our heads. Stuff that, like, we didn't believe, but now we do believe because we saw it, and then we overthink.
Correct.
Wow. Because I actually need that advice right now. Dang. Okay. My opinion on social media, I think it has its moments.
Yeah.
It can be funny.
It can.
Kill some time, pass some time.
100%.
You're in the dentist waiting room.
Right.
Go on
TikTok. You need social media, right?
That's fine.
Right.
But, long term, you know, it's not, you know, it ain't going to work.
if you can do it in moderation,
moderation
is key. If you're not sitting there after school, going straight to your bed and sitting on TikTok until you fall asleep, if you're not one of those people, then you're good. If you are one of those people, it's okay. For now.
For now.
Work on it. Work on it.
Yeah. As long as you, like, get your stuff done.
Yeah.
Chase your goals.
Yeah.
Chase your dreams. I think a couple minutes, or a couple, like, 30 minutes on social media, I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Anything, if you really can't control yourself, go on your phone and limit the screen time you have. Or get your mom to do it for you. I mean, you're probably, you don't have the self-will to do that, but, like, let's hope you did. In an imaginary world, if you do, do it.
Would he be one of those parents that, like, lock the...
No. I try to actually, like, have my children willfully not want to be on social media that much. Like, I'm going to try raising them in a manner where they, even though their friends are, like, kind of influencing them, kind of want them to be, I mean, I don't know how you're going to raise a kid to be like this, but hopefully I can. I want them to, like, kind of, like, just be strong, obviously, and not, like, be influenced by their peers and just see all of them on social media all day and just sit on social media all day. Kind of want them to have their own opinion on it, their own view on it. If they do succumb to it, that's fine, as long as they're still keeping up their schoolwork and they're keeping up other things. And if they don't succumb to it, that's great. Like, that's what I want them to do.
Think we are around 10 minutes.
All right.
But Saif, thank you so much for coming on the show. Talk about social media.
Of course.
Good summary. Mm-hmm. But other than that, hope this episode helped you guys out. We're going to see you next time. Peace out.